Welcome to Coffee Chat with Lisa. Coffee Chats are spontaneous podcast episodes you will find in your podcast player anytime I have time-sensitive information or just want to share what's going on in real time with Organize 365. These podcasts will disappear as soon as the information is out of date. So grab a hot cup of coffee and listen in to find out what's new. In just a few short weeks, many of you will be joining me for the Embrace experience, the last in-person Embrace experience that we're going to have here in Cincinnati for Organize 365. And, oh my goodness, I am so ready for this. Are you so ready for this? I remember that when I was in high school, my mom took me to New York City and she took us to a bunch of plays. And I went and I saw Cats. And I saw Phantom of the Opera, and I saw Les Mis. And my mom had seen Cats before in New York, and so I knew all of the songs to Cats, but I did not know the songs for Phantom of the Opera or Les Mis. And when you go to a play like that and you've never heard the music before, your mind is taking in the music and the words and the experience all at the same time. But for the musical Cats, because my mom had played that playlist until it was like almost worn out on our, we did have a CD for that. So we were listening to that over and over and over again. Like I was able to experience Cats at a different level because I knew the music that I was going to be exposed to. Now at Embrace, I didn't write any new music. Like there's no new music going on, but we do have a playlist and it is on Spotify. So if you go to Spotify, you could search Organize 365 Embrace 2022, and you'll find the playlist for the music that I'm going to use to guide you through the experience of Embrace 2022, finding your unique purpose. And this is something that I have struggled with. Many of you have told me that you struggle with it as well. Like, how in the heck do we know what we're uniquely created to do? So often we're so close to it, like we just think, yeah, but doesn't everybody think that way? Can't everybody do that thing? No, they can't. And the older I get, the more I realize that we aren't only uniquely created to do one thing at one time in our life, but often that thing can change or morph and become something completely different as we age and as our life experiences and the people we're exposed to become new and different. So that's what I invite you to. If you haven't signed up yet, you could still sign up for Embrace. We're shipping out the packages next week, and then we'll ship them onesie twosies right up until the Embrace experience kicks off. This time, if you've attended Embrace in the past, and many of you coming have, it used to be that the first day I did a bunch of teaching and the second day we did a bunch of experiences and sharing together. This time, it will be almost all teaching. I want to really curate an experience, bringing out the best of the best from the last 4 years of Embrace. And I basically answered this question in creating this experience. If you were brand new to Lisa Woodruff and Organize 365, and you had not heard any of the podcasts, or you hadn't done any of the programs, and you wanted to know what are the steps that I took in order to uncover how I was looking at the world, the role that I played in the world, and how to find my unique gifts and talents and really press into that, that's how I created Embrace. So as you listen to the playlist, we're going to start with Dolly Parton 9 to 5, because we all have a 9 to 5 job, and then you also have your housework job. And that's something that Organize 365 is really bringing to light, the visibleness of the invisible work that is being done at home. We have a job to do at home, but we're going to fly away from just our household maid type responsibilities into what we are uniquely created to do, which means that we're going to face wolves and we're going to wonder if we're being too big for our britches and who says you can do that and who says you can't do that. And then we're going to talk about how do we experience love and how do we give love so that we could speak life to those around us, but also to ourselves. One of the biggest transformations I personally have had is that I no longer talk negatively to myself, or really, if we think about it, how mean are you to yourself inside of your head? Like, we're the hardest on ourselves, right? And I really love myself now, and I give myself grace, and that has been a long, long time in coming, but we need to really appreciate who we are and the uniqueness that we bring to the world, just like we do for everyone else that's in our family and in our community and in our work. Speak to ourselves like we speak to them. And then we start dreaming. Like, what are you uniquely gifted and created? And what if you were created for just such a time as this? And how can you have dreams and big dreams and little dreams? And how do you make any of them happen? And how do you focus on just one when there are so many that you could see? Or maybe you can't see any at all. And I'll teach you how to find some of those. And then we're going to really press into what would it look like when just one of these dreams that you have is actually a thing in the real world and people are experiencing and enjoying that, what you are uniquely created to do. And then we're going to bring it home with, we actually have to do something. Like, it's so much fun to listen to the podcast and think about what could possibly be and what we're uniquely created to do. But then the scary part is when you tell one person, or you tell your family, or you take the first action. Again, those same thoughts of, oh, she's too big for her britches. Who is she to think that she can, or she should, or she could do any of those things? And I want to encourage you that people are cheering for you. They want you to succeed. They know you have what they need in their lives. And so again, we need to talk nicer to ourselves and really believe for what is possible, because there's really nothing that can hold us back except for ourselves. So I invite you to experience this embrace experience with me. Go download the playlist, listen to these songs. They're really going to curate through an experience that we're going to be able to dive in together at the end of June.